Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. For those just joining us, I'm Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. We welcome you. And today we want to talk a little bit about whitewashing. And, you know, that's pretty much showed in the Bible how a lot of people have whitewashed a lot of things. But we're going to read a little bit of scripture and then talk about it. We're going to start out today with Ezekiel 13, 7 through 21. That's Ezekiel 13, 7 through 21. And what that says is, did you not see a false vision and speak a lying divination when you said, the Lord declares, but it is not I who have spoken? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have spoken falsehood and seen a lie, therefore, behold, I am against you, declares the Lord God. So my hand will be against the prophets who see false visions and utter lying divinations. They will have no place in the council of my people, nor will they be written down in the register of the house of Israel, nor will they enter the land of Israel, that you may know that I am the Lord God. It is definitely because they have misled my people by saying, peace, when there is no peace. And when anyone builds a wall, behold, they plaster it over with whitewash. So tell those who plaster it over with whitewash that it will fall. A flooding rain will come, and you, O hailstones, will fall, and a violent wind will break out. Excuse me. Behold, when the wall has fallen, will you not be asked, where is the plaster with which you plastered it? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, I will make a violent wind break out in my wrath. There will also be in my anger a flooding rain and hailstones to consume it in wrath. So I will tear down the wall which you plastered over with whitewash and bring it down to the ground so that its foundation is laid bare, and when it falls, you will be consumed in its mist, and you will know that I am the Lord. Thus I will spend my wrath on the wall and on those who have plastered it over with whitewash, and I will say to you, the wall is gone, and its plasterers are gone, along with the prophets of Israel, who prophesy to Jerusalem and who see visions of peace for her when there is no peace, declares the Lord God. Now, you, son of man, set your face against the daughters of your people who are prophesying for their own inspiration. Prophesy against them and say, thus says the Lord God, woe to the woman who sew magic bands on all wrists and make veils for the heads of persons of every status to hunt down lives. Will you hunt down the lives of my people, but preserve the lives of others for yourself? For handfuls of barley and fragments of bread you have profaned me to my people, to put to death some who should not die, and to keep others alive who should not live, by your lying to my people who listen to lies. Thus, therefore, says the Lord God, behold, I am against your magic bands by which you hunt lives there as birds, and I will tear them from your arms, and I will let them go, even those lives whom you hunt as birds. I will also tear off your veils and deliver my people from your hands, and they will no longer be in your hands to be hunted, and you will know that I am the Lord. Now that's, you know, that's pretty strong stuff from the Lord there, and I think that's something we need to realize is happening today tremendously. Excuse me, and in a big way. A lot of false prophets out there saying a lot of things, folks, and I don't know any other way to say it except for you have to learn. People, Christians, are going to have to learn how to discern the deceivers from true men and women of God. It's just something that's just vital. If you cannot discern truth, and some are, you know, certainly better at it than others, but if you just need to learn how to discern what's right and what's wrong, what's the truth and what's a lie, so you don't fall for the traps and the temptations and be led astray. And it's just so vital. And that's basically what we're talking about here is how to discern some of these people. And by reading in Ezekiel, it showed us, hey, there's a lot of stuff out there, but the Lord's against it. And I think I've used actually. It's a book, I used it here on the radio and other things. So a little book called Water Around the Altar. It's a 30-day devotional on discernment. And I'll tell you, it's worth its weight in gold, folks. I ain't joking yet. Let's look at a little bit about what they got to say in here about whitewashing. Excuse me for my cold. I seem to have a perpetual cold lately. So they start out by saying, "How do I look, honey?" the wife asks her husband before leaving the house on a special occasion. Well, the stakes are high. What should he say? Should he share his true opinion? Or should he tell her what he thinks she wants to hear? We face this kind of situation all the time. Do we tell the truth or paint it over with whitewash? Now, I hope everybody's honest. If if your wife says, "How do I look, honey?" and she's got on, a blue top and a green bottom and a red jacket and yellow leggings or something, then you might want to tell her, "Hey, you look a little bold there, be honest with her, or if her hair is all messed up, tell her, "Honey, I don't know, your hair looks kind of messy, or is it different?" Whatever, but be honest. Don't say you look great. And if you know something's wrong, and have her go out and make a spectacle or something and be embarrassed and then come home and ask you why you lied to her. You got to be honest with each other and be fair and gentle about it. But you got to be honest and help each other out. And that's what that's all about. Or you can just lie and say you look great and let her go out and do whatever. But that's certainly a choice you need to make, and it's not a hard one to decide on for me, anyway. Well, the false prophets we read about today there in Ezekiel, they chose whitewash. God had a message of destruction for his people, but the false prophets were instead crying peace. The prophets told the people what they wanted to hear instead of what they needed to hear, which is what you're seeing in today's churches on a tremendously large scale. Some did it for gain. They profaned God for handfuls of barley and fragments of bread, is what the Bible had mentioned. But in today's society, they profane God for handfuls of money. And it's really sad. And the Lord accused them. And he told them, "You hunt the souls of my people like birds." Well, we serve a God who values truth over everything, folks. And that's just the way it is. There is no other way to describe that value of God. He values truth over everything. He will never whitewash the truth, folks. Listen to me closely. God will never, never whitewash the truth. Now pay attention. This is important. Don't, because you hear people all the time say, "Well, I'm not really, I don't think God meant it quite that way." God said what he says, and he says it very plainly. It's not hard to understand. We may not like it, and we may want to whitewash it over to sound a little different, so it doesn't offend somebody or hurt somebody's feelings or whatever, or go against what you want to do. But the Lord's truth is the truth all the time. The first time, the last time, every time. He never lies about it. He tells the truth, and he values truth from his people also. Now pay attention to that. That's important. He'll never do anything out of the ordinary or out of the honesty just to please somebody. He'll never do that. He'll never do it to please anybody. He'll settle for nothing less than total honesty, especially, are you listening to his saints? Especially from those whom he has placed in positions of spiritual authority among his people. Are you listening out there? If you catch your preacher telling tall tales, if you catch your preacher lying, you catch your preacher preaching something that you know is not the gospel, then folks, that man's in huge trouble, number one, because God makes it just as plain as he can, especially from those whom he has placed in positions of spiritual authority among his people. We as preachers better not be lying to you. If we are, we're in big trouble. The prophets were trusted by thousands to speak God's words and instructions back in those days. And today, you got some of these preachers preaching to 10, anywhere from 30 people up to, 30,000, 40,000 people every day or every weekend, on a Sunday or a Saturday, whatever day, at one time. I mean, there's so many more people in today's society than there was back then. And by the hundreds of thousands, these people are hearing these people every Sunday and every other day that they're preaching. It's amazing, folks, how many millions of people a week hear garbage. Just garbage. Like I said, the prophets were trusted by thousands to speak God's word and instructions, words which the people were to carefully consider and obey. And that's why it's so important you learn how to discern, because you have to hear these people and see what's going on. These prophets were not merely whitewashing an insignificant truth, folks. Now listen to me, to spare somebody's feelings. They were lying to further their own agenda, and that's exactly what's happening in the churches today. They'll lie, and they'll tell whatever it is they got to say to get you to believe them. It's not difficult to understand God's wrath at the insolence of such men and women that do this stuff. It's not hard at all to understand it. And they've decided to put their own spin on the truth. It's one thing to listen to Bill O'Reilly on his Fox News talk about, the spin zone where the spin stops here. He's talking about national events, politics, that news, that kind of thing. He can put any kind of spin on that he wants. But you better not be putting any kind of spin on God's word. God's word is the truth. It is what it is. You better not try to change it around to suit your own agenda. And that's just the way it goes. So, because in the process, you're leading God's people astray. It's just, it's just terrible. These women have decided to put their own spin on the truth, as I said, and even conjure up a vision or a revelation of their own and then call it God's. I see it all the time. People going to hell, people going to heaven all the time and talking with Jesus, talking with God, talking with Abraham, talking with Paul, you name it. They've been up there doing it. That's their own little revelation and visions of their own and calling it something God did for them and did to them. And those claiming to be prophets still exist today, folks. And God hasn't changed his mind about the truth. Are you listening to me? The truth was the truth in the beginning. It's been the truth all along, and it'll still be the truth in the ending. It's just the way it is. There is no other way around it. God's word is the truth. And he still detests those who lead others astray, and there's just no getting around it. These people leading people, these ministers leading people astray with their falsehoods, God does not have any use for them. He detests those people. When are we going to learn that? God said in Ezekiel 13:8, remember? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have spoken falsehood and seen a lie, therefore, behold, I am against you, declares the Lord God. How much plainer can I say it than the way the Lord put it? You're going to tell lies and deceive his people, he is against you. And if you want to believe it, what these people are teaching it, then he's going to be against you because you're believing a false God. And he will not put up with it. The Lord God made a declaration and he meant it and he's kept it. And that's something we have got to understand. Listen, I don't know any other way to say it except for study your Bible, folks. Learn discernment. Learn how to discern the truth from the lies. I know it's confusing for some people and it's hard. I just don't know what to believe. I hear this and I hear that and I hear this and I hear that, and it's so confusing, and it is, folks, and they want it that way. Listen, learn how to discern. Send me an email. I'll tell you how to get water around the altar. You'll love it. It's a 30-day devotional on discernment. God loves you. I love you. Jesus loves you. We'll see you tomorrow.
We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that, and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, C-A-M-P-P-O-I-N-T, two different words, Illinois, 623-20. God bless you.